to me, obviously, I don't know Joe Rogan, but that's how they told me the story. They was like, yeah, you did that. So,
well, you'd be able to know. Yeah. Would you be able to see a roll of the joint and be able to pick out your work versus others?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. One time it happened. They were like, you didn't roll these. And I was like, so I never tried
so
it again.
So someone else knew they weren't your rolls.
Wait, why did you get someone else to do it
well,
that
when
day,
you get
do
to
you
her
remember?
Fame level, you get a whole bunch
no,
of others.
No, this was years ago. Oh. This was probably like 7 years ago. I had somebody who I was like, you're good. I was even quality controlling them myself. I was
you
like,
were
no,
impressed.
That's good. Yeah, yeah, I was like, that's good enough. That's good to go. And then they were like, no.
What's this shit?
I was
someone
like,
said.
Oh. And then no. when I looked at them, I was like, oh, they do look different than mine. Because I wasn't comparing them to mine. I was just,
yeah, you were just
I was
thinking
just checking
that's
them for
a good
quality.
One.
But
yeah.
if somebody makes you your omelets every single morning a particular way,
yeah.
like your mom's favorite, whatever, if she gave that recipe to somebody else,
it
even if they
the
followed
right.
it to a T,
yeah.
it's,
yeah.
Not, you're
it's
right.
not the same because it's
they
you
know.
Get used to yeah, you yeah. get used to a certain role.
What do you think's the best argument for legalizing weed? Because there's chatter of it in Australia. Medical is now acceptable.
I think this is where God bless the scientists and the people that actually do the research. I think there are so many years of research put behind the medicinal qualities of it. Also, the recreational, and I use the word benefits loosely, but the recreational benefits versus other vices.
Yep.
Like when you look at drunk driving accidents versus, come on, if you're like high, you're just probably driving super slow.
Yeah, I've always looked
like
down, I realize. Yeah, I realize, oh shit, I'm doing 30 under the speed limit.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think.
Can you drive high in California?
No, technically, because it's medicinal.
Yep.
It's a medicine, and you don't. Now, I'm sure some people.
I've heard you have to pull over. You have to pull over to medicate. And
well,
then you're able to drive again.
You're supposed to wait a certain amount of time between medication and operating
right.
any sort of machinery.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you don't know how everybody reacts
sure.
to it. Also, depending on how much tolerance
yeah,
you have,
yeah.
if you got more
like
tolerance.
Like old mate over here.
Absolutely.
She'd be greened out. She'd
yeah.
be greened out. Yeah, that's
right. You know
what
right. I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whip that thing. But somebody else might not be able to whip the whippers because they're not used to it. So because it's medicinal, we have to respect it that way.
I watched Jackie Green out once. Remember that?
Yeah. But that's why the laws of it, it's good
so
when we
sad.
Have people involved that like want to get shit rocking the right way. Because
the husband greened out on the same night. It was an
oh, yeah?
embarrassment to the
What's
entire
the
family.
What's the story?
Her and the husband.
I don't remember
she's
this.
Been married multiple times.
No,
yeah, because you were greened out.
That.
Should we jump him?
I don't think I did that,
no,
Kyle.
You were greened
I
out.
Think Lee might have, maybe.
Well, I don't want to speak ill of the dead.
He's not dead.
Well,
just
he's dead
so
to
you know
us.
Renegade.
He's dead to us.
No, he's not. He's not dead to me.
Oh, that's right. He's the father of your child. he's
you naughty down. Ooh,
he's,
yeah.
This
he
is
he greened
get...
out. He's English. So, you know, a lot of the English, they can't handle the...
You are
you know what I mean.
Worse. Give me five.
Give me five, Tippy.
We got to beat him up. No, that's the pre. We're gonna jump him later. I want him to think we're friends. So when you start hitting him,
yeah,
so I'll follow
your enemies
up.
Close.
So you've got no memory of greening out like 15 years ago.
I didn't.
What is greening out?
I know I didn't do it, Kyle. I know I didn't.
What's
I know Lee
out?
Did.
That's like Aussie slang.
Oh,
Aussie
that's
slang
like you
is
know
like where you almost.
Oh, like you're out.
You're finished. Yep. You're nine.
Slizzard. You're gone.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
nodding off.
Yeah,
no good.
That's greening out.
It's called greening out where we come from, yeah.
Here, if they call you green, that means like you don't know what's going on.
Oh,
like
well,
you're,
same
like you're
thing.
Wet, like you're green. You know
oh,
what I'm
like you're
like,
new.
Like you're exactly.
Yeah.
Just
we
sprouted
do that
up.
Too. Yeah. We do.
Green.
We say that as well. Yeah.
So you're
so
doing.
I guess if you're green, you would green out.
You're doing the university.
Yes, true. Yeah.
What about this blunt bar? Is that Woody's or is this yours?
So years ago, when I first started rolling, I was like, "Yo, I'm getting really good at this." Like. Because even for me, I had to go from rolling perfect for myself to being able to produce
hundreds.
That many back to back to back. So then once I got cold-blooded with the being able to still talk to somebody and do it, I was like, liquor bars at parties. Why isn't there blunt bars at parties where somebody stands in line and then you just roll for them? And I literally...
You could maybe hit up Diddy and see if you can... Oh,
no,
wrong name.
Please, no.
Wrong
but
name.
I will say I've had blunts I rolled for different cannabis brands that went to Diddy's parties, New Year's Eve parties, that
so
I rolled
cannabis,
for before they took them to his party.
So cannabis brands hire you to roll their shit.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah. It's, you know, but now here's the funny thing too. So, you know, once something becomes real and tangible, everyone goes, oh shit, I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like once you realize somebody gets paid to do somebody's makeup, now you got 1,000+ makeup
that's
artists
so
everywhere,
true.
Right?
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
not all good per se, but some of them are good, like mine that did my makeup.
Yeah, you look good.
Actually, shout outs to you.
Jackie, you didn't have any makeup today.
No,
but you are so fabulous and beautiful.
You too.
My God, Jackie.
I love you.
My sister, love you. Love you, love you.
You guys, maybe if you want to make out.
Yo, hey, I promise you, I punch people.
I love you.
The blunt.
I do. I'm Iranian. It's not going to go too far. Like, yeah. Let's not get carried away.
We all know you guys are easily provoked.
For sure. Especially by the provocative.
Yeah.
The blunt bar started. It was really like a thing where I knew people that threw nice little mansion parties. You know.
Yeah.
We've
all been to those. Whatever, yeah, they're
go,
awesome.
Hey, you're paying for a liquor bar. What's up? Let me do. And then I know the weed brand, so then we can get a sponsor. We
and
can
that,
just,
that turned into a big thing.
Yeah. And now, anywhere you go,
you smell it.
There's blunt bars.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
So shout outs to, kind of not shout outs because y'all get in y'all own lane. But at the end of the day, I'm really happy to see it become this whole thing.
You were the pioneer of the blunt bar.
Yeah. For sure.
There we go.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
So
not the bar, but the concept of, I don't drink, but I do want to join. Yeah.
That's good. Listen, you've got social medias, websites. What's going on? How do people follow you?
Are we tuned in? Because your segues are just mwah, to die.
That's what
for.
I do.
Renegade.com. I just got
right
so
name.
Right now. RANAGADE.com. I got so busy getting
how
this whole thing together.
How did you buy that? Like, how was that available?
I've had it forever. Also, my name is Rana. R-A-N-A.
Yeah, okay,
so my name is Rana, like I ran a red light. I
understand. Rana. I'm not an idiot.
No. But Renegade would have been way harder. Like R-E-N-A.
Yeah, yeah,
mine
yeah.
is spelled R-A-N-A. That's all I was right, saying. Right. I was getting to that
okay.
to say.
Well, the semantics.
I think it's because it's spelled. But I've had it also since like 2008.
Oh,
I knew.
You knew.
Oh, I love Renegade. It. Renegade, thank you for coming on the show. It's so cool.
We haven't had you on for years, and people still bring you up on the show. They ring the show. They bring you up.
How did
I don't know, they remember.
Interview
they remember.
Go crazy
yeah, it did,
like
didn't
that?
Because yeah.
you're lit and you're lit and I'm lit.
That's
and when
right.
litness gets together, you can't avoid the sunshine. You got to go find shade if you don't
I
want
agree.
It.
And talking of lit, it's time to play the ads.
Birthday Will is next on 131065.
Renegade Perron. Thank you.
Love you.
Jackie O. Home to the world's biggest stars.
He is George Costanza from one of the best shows ever, Seinfeld. Jason Alexander is taking over the Kyle and Jackie O show.
Please welcome Jason Alexander.
He's hanging out with Kyle and Jackie O live in LA this morning at 8. Do not miss him.
Can everybody hear us okay?
Hey, straight after Kyle and Jackie O show at 10 a.m., we are reserving an entire row for you and your friends to see Coldplay live. When they hit Australia.
It'll be the hottest concert this year and you won't pay a single cent, Will.
That's right, Woods. Then from 4, it's us, Will and Woody, for the drive home on KISS 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Hurry, the Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetics sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
Ever driven with total reassurance? With a Hyundai Genuine Service, now you can. Our factory-trained technicians work in over 170 locations Australia-wide. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. T's and C's apply.
It might sound like I'm struggling to get the Johnson twins to sleep, but in my mind, I'm on holiday, unwinding in New South Wales.
Rather be in the moment? You can with Jetstar's New South Wales sale. There's fares like Melbourne Tullamarine to Sydney from just $64 or Ballina Byron from $84. Book at jetstar.com. Ends midnight Eastern Standard Time, 28th September, unless sold out prior. One way excludes check baggage, selected travel dates and conditions apply. Jetstar. All day, every day, low fares.
Toolboxes. A tradie's repository of hammers, screwdrivers, and wisdom. Because toolboxes know more than tradies give them credit for. They see the tradies' attempts to grow their business, the random advertising on search, social, classifieds.
Start with high pages!
They yell.
You get more jobs!
Cries unheard from the back of a ute. Tradies to build your business.
Start with high pages. to strut like a radio star? Shop at Snaffle and get what you want when you want for bite-sized weekly payments. Get all the big brand products, including mobiles, computers, gaming consoles, appliances, furniture, and much more. Just snaffle it and strut like nobody's watching. Go to snaffle.com.au, the home of bite-sized payments. TNC lending criteria applies. ACL 393023.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello?
The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
At Spotlight's Home Living Sale, 40% off all blockout curtains and roller blinds, 40% off neutrals, curtains and blinds, and VIP save 30 to 40% off made-to-measure curtains, blinds and shutters, so open it and keep it cool for less, backed by our bargain guarantee. Sale on now. Exclusions apply. Spotlight, proud sponsor of My Kitchen Rules.
Does biting into an ice cream make your teeth feel sensitive?
Sensodyne Repair and Protect Toothpaste provides lasting sensitivity relief with twice-daily brushing. Always follow the directions for use.
When the weather gets hot, chill out with an iced coffee from 7-Eleven. Freshly ground coffee over ice and topped with milk, including oat and soy at selected stores. Just $3. 7-Eleven. Wonderfully easier.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out. Don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply.
Jax, is there anything better than sausages sizzling away in the car park of your local hardware store?
How about 15% off on your car insurance premium, Sarge?
Aye, that is delicious.
Save 15% on your first year's premium when you purchase a new car insurance policy online from Budget Direct.
Insurance sold with Budget Direct.
Discount applies to your first year's premium for a new policy purchased online. Issuer Auto and General Insurance Company Limited. Read PDS and TMD at budgetdirect.com.au to see if product suits.
The David Jones mid-season sale is now on. Take up to 50% off the SRRP of mattresses and bases by Sealy Posturepedic. Plus receive complimentary delivery. Available in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
David Jones.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5pm weeknights on 7 and 7 Plus.
AO25, the hottest ticket in town. Get access to the first ever public pre-sale. Join AO Extras today. The Australian Open hits different.
Kiss Melbourne traffic.
It's Mick LaRusso live from the Kiss Chopper. Public holiday, AFL Grand Final Parade. Remember, extra foot traffic around the MCG precinct from around 10.30 this morning. A reminder that Brunton Avenue remains closed. Princess Freeway moving nicely from Geelong onto the Westgate. The Westgate itself clear into the Burnley Tunnel. Monash Freeway clear into the Domain Tunnel. Ring Road clear both directions and the traffic's moving nicely for Natala this morning. If you're getting to the airport or away from the airport, stay on top of your game this hay fever season with Telfast 180 milligrams available for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. The Kiss Cars for today. Top 10 of 17. It's going to get sunny. Mick LaRusso first. Kiss traffic and weather together. Kyle and Jackie on the morning. Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Power through mess with Morning Fresh. As Australia's number one dishwashing liquid, one squirt is enough to ensure sparkling clean dishes first time, every time.
Kiss 101.1.
Countdown to the grand final morning. I'm Brooklyn Ross.
Your news
now. Yeah, 100,000 fans will pack the G tomorrow to watch the Sydney Swans battle Brisbane. The Lions have named ruckman Darcy Ford to replace the injured Oscar McInerney in what will only be Darcy's third game this season. The Swans have arrived in Melbourne on a chartered flight with co-captain Callum Mills looking pretty down. He's been ruled out of the decider with a hamstring injury. The cost of the Metro Tunnel project has blown out by another $800 million. Victoria has reached a deal with the builders to split ballooning construction costs. The total bill of the tunnel now over $15 billion. Israel's PM is denying talk of an imminent ceasefire in fighting against Hezbollah in Lebanon. Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to address the UN Assembly in New York tomorrow.
And there are reports British mega band Oasis will bring their new tour to Melbourne. According to music industry site NME, the Gallagher Brothers will perform in Sydney and Melbourne next year. Your sport check in a sec.
The Pool Room celebrates the sporting winners, losers and all the really weird stuff in between. Search for The Pool Room with Tony Armstrong on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brisbane coach Chris Fagan has taken a swipe at Katy Perry ahead of tomorrow's grand final. The pop star rehearsed at the MCG yesterday ahead of her big performance tomorrow. Fagan wanted to have his boys on the ground for a training run but couldn't, telling Channel 7, "It's good to see the AFL has its priorities right. The Lions have a captain's run today." The Kiss cast is next.
Luke Combs is coming back to Melbourne, playing Marvel Stadium February 7 and 8. Bootleggers and Frontier members, get your tickets early. All tickets are on sale now. See frontiertouring.com.
Sunny today with a top of 17 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and 23 for the grand final. Then showers and 19 on Sunday. Right now in Point Cook, it's 7. In the city, it's 9. And thanks to Chemist Warehouse, this is the Carl and Jackie O Show on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
It's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday.
If it's your birthday today, 27th of September, happy birthday to you. You're sharing it with a few famous Jackie. Listen to this.
Yep.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Ooh.
52 years old.
I love Gwyneth. And I love this song.
It's one of the worst songs ever written.
It was not. It went number one. Everyone loved this song.
Just because it goes number one doesn't mean it's a great song.
Yeah, this was a good song.
Over on the AM radio network, for anyone that still has an old relative that listens to transistor radios, broadcaster Ray Hadley, who I very much admire.
Yeah, I like Ray.
70 years old today, and the reason I love Ray is he knows his whole family listens to this show rather than his.
Oh.
And he gets
He's a good sport about it. Well, yep.
Great man, though.
Yep.
Real legend.
Mm-hmm.
Another legend, Lil Wayne, 42.
Yeah.
You know Lil Wayne.
I do indeed. Happy birthday, Lil Wayne. Not that you're listening right now.
Have you ever thought, yeah, I could go a Lil Wayne?
Nah, I haven't really thought about that, no.
Oh, that's right. I get it. I forgot, sorry.
Whoa, sorry. Yeah. What's your point?
Well, I think it's obvious to everyone in that. Avril Lavigne.
What have you been doing in this little break we've had, Kyle?
Just saying goodbye to our last guest. Avril Lavigne, guessed it's 40 years old. That seems mental to me.
Does it? It doesn't seem mental to me.
But remember we met her, she was what, 14?
Yeah.
What a little bitch she was too. In all honesty, anyone that did radio back then when Avril came out knew that she was a bitch to deal with. But not because she was horrible. No, she was horrible. But not because she hated everyone. She hated her life, what she was going through.
That's right, yeah.
And she got signed by that record label with Skater Boy. Yeah. And then she never went home for 4 years.
Yeah, exactly. She was forced to kind of do a million
Imagine
and
that
one
at
14, interviews and hated
15,
it.
16. That's shit.
Yeah.
Happy 40th, Avril. And Meatloaf, he dead.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah. Meatloaf's long dead.
I think I missed that one. Did I?
Yes, you did. He would have been 77 today.
Wow. Okay.
Hang on.
Well, I remember, you know, his AFL.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This song's been puzzling. Turn it off.
Yeah, what is that?
He'll do anything for love, but he won't do that. I feel he was referring to pegging.
I feel that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I will do. Can you play that little bit again right at the beginning? I would do. Here we go. The guy would do anything for love. Anything.
What?
He reiterates it. He would do anything for love. Ain't not that though. Ain't not. What could it possibly be other than pegging?
What exactly is it that the singer would not do for love, this BBC article writes?
Yeah. What does it say?
Let me quickly scan it.
See, if you're broken, you wouldn't be able to understand, but a man like me, a real man.
Yeah.
Right?
You should try.
We say no to pegging.
Mm, well, you and Meatloaf were missing
no,
out.
No, sometimes I know Bruno's a big pegger. He's a bussy boy. I still love him as a mate.
What's up to the peg army out there? What up to my bussy boys? What up? Happy Friday. We good?
Kyle, see, I could never be part of that club, you know?
Yeah. Kyle, can I just... Like, I know you're not going to try it, but I feel like I'm looking at someone that hasn't seen The Sopranos, and I'm like, I envy you because I know that you're about to experience something that's amazing.
No. I know what you're trying to do. You're probably trying to put one of my favourite shows together with something you want me to do, and I'm not into it.
Oh, it's
now,
so
can we get back to what Meatloaf was doing? I'm never...
Yeah, Jackie's transfixed on her phone.
Basically...
What won't he do, Jackie?
Meatloaf has said that he will never say what that is. So it was never revealed.
It's definitely arse shit.
It was never revealed.
Thank you. Okay, well, that's what it is.
We will all die wondering, won't we?
I'll probably never think of it again after this segment.
Yeah.
Okay. As a matter of fact, okay, let's get today's birthday girl, Kira Lee.
Kira Lee, hi.
Good morning.
Hi. Hello. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey, tell me you're 50. Is that true?
Yeah, the big 5-0 today.
Man, well done. Congrats.
Yeah, I've joined you guys.
Yeah.
Hey, well,
I'm not there yet, but Kira Lee, I'm very soon.
So, yeah, you, me, Jackie, we're all around that sort of same-ish area. I'm a bit older, but had you listened to this show since the Hot 30 days?
I have been listening to you guys, okay, since back in the beginning. I actually was with you guys. I won the Today FM Fugitive thing back
when
I met
you,
Jackie.
How much?
I didn't get to meet Jackie. I met you in the Escalator, Cole, and that was when you probably first started there.
Oh, it would have been in 2000 or something, or 1999?
Yeah, it was 2000.
How much did you win?
$20,000.
Okay. Because I think some of those fugitives were going for, I don't know, like... $200,000 were they? At one point,
it had jackpot up. Yeah, the longer it went.
Yeah, I was happy with that.
That shit would never work on the radio now. I mean, we had nothing else to keep us busy, so we'd run around chasing this mystery man.
Yes,
I didn't mind. It was great at the time. Okay, Kira Lee, we're going to spin the wheel. Yeah. Get your little gift. Give it a whirl, Natalie. When you're ready, there we go. Throw out Nat on the spin. Still got two broken feet, but what a wrist, huh? Number four, Jackie. What's that one?
Okay, number four means you've won tickets for you and three friends to Katy Perry for the Lifetimes Tour presented by Snaffle in June 2025.
Oh, that's the real show, not the AFL thing.
Yeah. I'd be happy to get the AFL as well tomorrow, though.
Yeah, well, have you got those tickets here?
I don't know.
Sorry,
darling.
We're in Hollywood. We haven't been carrying around local yokel tickets.
Yeah. You can get tickets next Friday, October 4 at Ticket Tech for Katy, but they're yours for free, honey.
Okay, Kira Lee, got to pick a song first. Jackie and I chose Chainsmokers. She saw them the other night in Vegas. Loved it.
Yeah.
This one, Closer. I haven't heard this for ages, really. Remember that?
Anyway, we know how that goes. Brooklyn.
Oh, we didn't even get to the chorus.
Okay.
Well, speaking...
It takes a while, that's all.
Speaking in the last segment of people being off with their head, I've got Heads Will Roll by Yeah Yeah Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What do you mean, Jackie? This is our LA song.
Is it? Yeah. When did we play this?
Last time we were in LA.
Oh, that time. Yeah, yeah.
She's 49. She's got no memory of that shit. We're barely able to remember what happened yesterday.
Okay, Kira Lee, do you have a favourite? Right.
Yeah, you guys are my favourite. Congratulations, Brooklyn, on your wedding. But I'm going to have to go with you guys, Carl and Jackie O.
Oh, honey, thank you. Kira Lee, happy 50th.
Thanks, honey. Happy 50th.
Make sure, during these milestones, it's easy to get caught up in, I'm 50, shit, you know. Just think of all the great things that you actually have achieved.
How lucky you are to reach this age. Yeah. A lot of people don't.
Exactly. Often we just have memories of things that are sad or tragic things or, you know, bad moments.
Yep.
We don't very often reflect all the wonderful things about life.
Yeah,
and that's what you should do.
Think on the positive side. Yes.
What's wrong with you?
What an inspiration you are, Kyle.
Well, I was just thinking that this morning. We don't celebrate the good things enough.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's good. I like that
Way
of thinking.
You probably haven't got enough good things going on for you to have a celebration yet, Jackie, but write them down and they'll become a list.
I'll create a list, okay?
Chainsmokers for Kira Lee here at Kiss. Hey, don't forget George from Seinfeld soon. I was doing just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Tell your friends it was not
nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart, moved to the city in a broke down car, and 4 years, no calls, now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar, and I can't stop, no, I can't stop, so baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford, bite that tattoo on your shoulder, pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
The day I met you, I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song that we beat to death in Tucson. Okay.
Here out of Hollywood, you're on the air, Kyle, Jackie, morning, 25 past 7. Jack's got some own news, all thanks to dailymail.com.au. Everything you need to know right now. What's happening, Jack?
Cardi B's divorce from Offset is getting a slightly uglier.
So they're through.
She filed for divorce from him in July. They've been together for 6 years.
Aren't they always on, off, on, off?
Well, yeah, but I don't think anymore. She was 7 months pregnant with their third child at the time when this happened.
Right.
And she's never afraid to air her dirty laundry. She went on Instagram Live yesterday and was addressing Offset directly in this Instagram Live.
You got it?
And bear in mind, just for context, Offset allegedly cheated on her during her pregnancy. So that's why she's pissed.
What, is this for us to now feel bad, like, that he's naughty?
Well, just why she's pissed. I guess for context.
But there's no proof. But that's
I don't want to say our, because how would I know, you know? I don't know, no.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's have a listen.
Yo, when I tell you, the narcissism is all time high. And you know what's so crazy? I really be feeling like when people be saying like narcissist and everything, I be like, do y'all even know what that word mean? But now I really do see what's a narcissist. You know what I find so crazy? That a think that they could just buy a bitch. You know what I'm saying? I love me shit, but you can't buy me no more, motherfucker. And it's so crazy that a that's enough. It's not enough, honey. It's just not enough. And you know what's so funny too? Since you want to fucking threaten me, talking about you want to take my shit, you want to take my shit because I'm moving on? Move on. Why can't you move on? Thank you for my kids, though. All three of them. I don't regret none of them. But I regret you. F*** you. I'm too good for you. I've always been too good for you.
Yeah. Wow, it's ugly. And then he was on there. So, you know, when you join an Instagram Live,
yeah.
It will say, like, Kyle Sanderlands has joined this Instagram Live, but it said, obviously, Offset has joined this Instagram Live.
So he went on
to watch it, and then he commented.
Oh, God.
And he said...
I love these open forum arguments.
He said, you effed with a baby inside, tell the truth. So he's accusing her of being the one of cheating.
Sounds like he might have just thrown a wild lie grenade into that.
Oh, it sounds very narcissistic to do that. I think she's quite right. In calling him a narcissist.
I'm a bit with Cardi B. I am a bit confused at what girls think a narcissist is. Like,
yeah. It's not... Well, I don't know. I can't speak for what girls think a narcissist is.
Anyone that doesn't agree with what the girl thinks
no,
is a narcissist.
No, and that's right. A lot of people confuse what narcissism is. They don't understand it completely.
Didn't it used to just mean you love yourself?
No. Well, that's... I think back in the day, people did think that, actually.
Sorry, I had to laugh at you then, Jackie. You're telling us what a narcissist is while constantly adjusting your fringe like some sort of TikTok girl. Like, the whole time you were saying you're in what a narcissist where you're trying to make your fringe as perfect as...
But a narcissist isn't someone who wants to, like, look good.
What
That's
is it?
That's not it.
Yeah, this is it. It's changed now, Kyle. The girls...
What's the dictionary
and your meaning?
Lockie, get the dictionary meaning of narcissism.
No, I know what a narcissist is, and no one's changed the meaning. It's just people now understand the definition.
You may know, but we don't know.
Yeah.
Guys, Lockie is going to read out the actual meaning of narcissism.
Well, okay.
So, narcissism is a self-centered personality style characterized as having an excessive preoccupation with oneself and one's own needs, often at the expense of others.
That's perfectly explained.
That's every person on earth, so everyone knows.
No, and then if you want to break it down even more.
At the end of the day, everyone will choose themselves. Before they,
no, they don't have a lot of empathy. They're incapable of having empathy. They're very charismatic to other people.
Never said anything about
that. But behind closed doors.
Never said anything about that.
No, but I've read up about narcissism.
Yeah, but the dictionary doesn't.
That's giving you one line.
So what some herbalist thinks that
that's
it's
giving
all these
you
other
one
things?
Line. One line. That's all. Yeah, that, it's just a quick definition. Yeah, if you want to understand it more.
I think I am probably a narcissist.
Well, what you were just saying then, Jackie, I was like, Kyle,
you're super
Kyle
charismatic
tick.
And you want to impress everybody because you feed off being put on a pedestal and being praised by others.
That is absolutely
now,
correct.
When the adoration wears off in a partner...
It never wears off.
No, in a partner...
Oh, yeah, you divorce them.
Right. Yes.
Yep.
So,
where's the new lot?
What happens is you will then, behind closed doors, that narcissist... will treat you like shit because you're no longer seeing them with rose-coloured glasses.
No. You know what?
They make out they're amazing to everyone else.
I mustn't be a narcissist because I don't treat the girls, anyone that I've been in a relationship with, married to, dated.
Yeah, very nice.
Don't treat them like shit.
No.
If the relationship sours behind the scenes, I go a bit insular and sad, thinking maybe my idea of love is a fantasy and it's not a real... I can never achieve what I want.
How do you communicate that feeling?
To who?
To your partner.
To myself.
To your partner.
Oh, once you know that, it's the communication, you think, you had your shot, there's not worth communicating.
Oh,
it's time to move on. Once you realise, that they're not into me, like, and I need more than that, convincing them to pretend or to... people are just never going to change.
Because they can move on super
people
quick.
Won't change.
Yeah, and they don't kind of, they're just...
Making someone, you know, do this or do that because you want this and you feel
but
you've read
not,
a book, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
You've got to mix or you don't.
You're probably talking about something slightly different there, I think. You're talking about someone... I'm talking about myself. I'm not talking about a partner falling out of love with you. I'm talking about just that you no longer... You know how when you meet someone and in the honeymoon period, they would probably put you on a bit of a pedestal, like, adore you.
Yeah,
then as the relationship grows and time goes on...
And they realize just a piece of shit, you're not that special.
No, it's not as honeymoonish.
Yeah, that's everyone's relationship.
Right, and so a narcissist struggles with the no longer being adored. So they find
they
that
move
feed...
into the next stage of just...
That's right.
So
sorry,
person.
How would Brooklyn understand? You know, cockworth? That sort of thing. You know what you guys do?
Yeah.
You don't have the same feelings as straight people.
Again, you're missing out.
But you know, Mike Tyson, right? Let's move on. Yeah. Mike Tyson's fight is coming up to Jake Paul, and he said the other day to Jimmy Kimmel about how he's doing some pre kind of concoction of magic mushrooms and weed, and he plans on being high when he is fighting. Were you there for that?
No.
Oh, okay, sorry. You're looking like...
No, but he went and admitted all this. What about the anti-drug rules and fighting?
Well, I will tell you, I'll play it for you since you missed it. It was on Jimmy Kimmel. Have a listen.
Will you be high when you fight Jake Paul?
Oh, I'm going to be so high off life, yeah.
Will you be high on marijuana as well?
That's a possibility, too.
It is a possibility.
Yeah, Mike loves.
Yeah, well, Mike might be in trouble because the Texas Athletic Commission have warned that they will be drug testing Mike the day before the fight.
What
if weed shows up, then
what, they're going to cancel
because
the
that's
fight?
On the list. Yeah, and if it's a failed drug test, it means an automatic 90-day suspension, a fine, and if the winner of the fight tests positive, the outcome is changed to no decision. So they take the drug test, but they don't get the results back until after the fight. So if Mike wins, it will change.
But weed would make you a worse fighter.
Totally.
Yeah, I know. That is crazy.
That's what nerds, the fun police nerds that test the drugs and make, they want to watch you put your dick in the container because they're weirdos.
They're just making sure you don't budge it.
Why? Get a life.
Well, I mean, sometimes it is unfair to others that aren't using the drugs.
What about men in women's sports?
Yeah, but let's not go... Listen.
Oh, sorry. It's not the
you
right
You don't
forum.
Have to bring that's that right. up. Yeah, like, that's a different argument, but this
well,
is...
Well, you know, what's fair is fair for different people.
A genuine argument of, like, if someone's using enhancing drugs and the other person isn't...
It's not enhancing. It's dehancing.
Oh,
it's weed.
Weed is, but general drug testing in sport, I'm talking about.
I don't need to be lectured about drug testing.
I know.
You don't even know shit about drug testing or sport.
No, that's
and here you are taking the affirmative on it.
Also, if weed's legal in the USA, is it even a drug anymore? Like,
well, hey, I mean,
hey, are you allowed to box right. when you've got alcohol if you're a bit hungover?
I don't know.
It's a good question.
Dumb rules.
Yeah. Diddy's life in prison, a little update for you.
How's he doing?
Not good. He's not eating. He doesn't want to eat because he thinks someone might secretly poison him because he's got that many haters out there.
Oh.
I do have the menu for what's on offer in his prison cell.
You've got what he's not eating.
Yeah, this is what he's choosing.
Write this down, everyone. This is what Diddy's not eating. If you want to join his plight and not eat the same thing as well, here's a list.
He can choose for dinner from chili mac and cheese or soy chili mac and cheese.
Oh.
With shredded cheese on top, some corn and bread and a beverage. That's his dinner. You can only imagine what that looks like on that tray.
Yeah.
Slop, basically.
Yeah.
Corn, a bit of bread. Mm. And by the way, there's no margarine with that bread because the next day it says bread and then it says margarine with it that night.
So just dry bread.
So it's just dry bread.
So that's just to swap up the Mac.
Yeah. And speaking of prison, Andrew O'Keefe, Australia's Andrew O'Keefe, who keeps going in and out of prison
at
the moment.
He's in Silverwater now, isn't he?
He is in Silverwater. Apparently he is the target of some cruel taunts with inmates who are crossing their arms in front of their faces every time they see him shouting, no deal. Because he obviously was the deal or no deal host.
Let me tell you, there's not a lot to do in prison and any bit of entertainment,
of course, the
prisoners are going to jump on board.
And prison officials don't deem this serious enough to segregate him, so he has to stay there and put up with it.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
Yeah, really?
But screw that dog.
Oh, okay, right, yeah.
He's an asshole, that bloke.
Yeah,
bashes women, smokes pipes, carries on like a cock. Yeah, you're in the clink. That's the way it is.
Yeah. Well,
no deal. They're all... No deal. Every time he walks into the prison yard, poor bastard.
Oh, look, there are worse things you could be heckled about. Yeah. It's not that big a deal, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
It's easy to say when you and I are in Hollywood and this donkey's in Silverwater. I'm sure if it was the shoe was on the other foot, we'd
that's
be very
true.
Different.
It's true. We're going to do pop quiz next. If you guys want to play and try and win the 10 grand, call us on 131065.
And George from Seinfeld... I sat down with him about the Uber Eats commercial.
Yeah.
You might have seen on TV last night. Real good. We'll chat about that. I went to the set. It's on the way. Kiss.
Kyle and Jackie O.
Kiss. Melbourne. Traffic.
The Harris Scarf mid-season sale is on now. Save 50% off all air fryers by Healthy Choice. Exclusion supply. Harris Scarf. Great brands, great prices. It's Vic LaRusso, live from the Kiss Chopper. Travelling toward Pakenham, an accident at the bypass inbound before Cardinia Road. AFL Grand Final Parade from 10:30 this morning. Extra foot traffic around the MCG. Just a reminder, Brunton Avenue remains blocked off. Carrum Downs, Roadworks Ballado Road closed outbound at Frankston Dandenong Road and the Western Port Highway remaining blocked this morning. The Williamstown Road Citybound exit ramp will be closed from 9 p.m. Tuesday, October 1 until 5 a.m. Sunday, November 17. Plan ahead and search Big Build for more info. The Kiss Cars form today, top temps of 17. Vic LaRusso first, Kiss Traffic and Weather together. Kyle and Jackie O in the morning, Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Hi, this is Christian, the band Coldplay.
Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I'm calling for Coldplay tickets.
Coldplay.
For Coldplay tickets.
I can't believe you guys are giving away rows of tickets. That's amazing.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
And we mean all of them.
Did I win?
Can everybody hear us okay?
Oh my God!
So excited. I'm over the moon.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win.
Think of seeing.
Thank you so much, everybody. You sound incredible. From your home of Coldplay, Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Outdoor enthusiasts, listen up. The holidays are here and 4-Wheel Drive Supercenter wants to get you out there. We're running a gigantic up to 75% off sale this weekend. That's right, up to 75% off. Like gazebos, picnic and cookware, fridges, batteries and more. Plus, don't miss out on our biggest ever rooftop tent clearance sale, including lowest ever prices on your Adventure King's favourites. Shop our up to 75% off sale in-store or online at 4wheeldrivesupercenter.com. The Discount Kings will always get you out there for less.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au.
Amaysim!
Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
At Dennis Family Homes, we asked ourselves, what makes a home? Lazy mornings, freshly brewed coffee, clean sheets, laughter, tears, meals with the people you love, the butler's pantry that hides mess for the messiest of chefs, the rain shower head that washes away more than dirt, and a stylish facade you never tire of coming home to. Search Dennis Family Homes today and bring your meaning of home to life. Dennis Family Homes, for whatever home means to you. Building license number CDBU 49195.
The Chemist Warehouse Footy Finals half price cosmetic sale is on now. All big brand cosmetics are half price. All L'Oreal and Maybelline, half price. All Rimmel and Sally Hansen, half price. And all NYX and Nude by Nature, half price. That's right, all big brand cosmetics are half price. So hurry into Chemist Warehouse for the Footy Final sale today. And stock up on all your favourites. Sale ends September 29th. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Jax, is there anything better than sausages sizzling away in the car park of your local hardware store?
How about 15% off on your car insurance premium, Sarge?
Aye, that is delicious.
Save 15% on your first year's premium when you purchase a new car insurance policy online from Budget Direct.
Insurance solved with Budget Direct.
Discount applies to your first year's premium for a new policy purchased online. Issuer Auto and General Insurance Company Limited. Read PDS and TMD at budgetdirect.com.au to see if product suits.
Victoria, the SEC is back. I'm here with the wind for comment. Go ahead, wind. So you're saying the SEC is investing in renewable energy like wind, solar and storage and supporting us to go electric at home? Oh, Oh, so they help reduce energy bills, drive down emissions, and create jobs. Thanks, Wind. Keep up the great work. SEC, powering Victoria for Victorians. secvictoria.com.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Hey, comedy star Jason Alexander here. You can get almost anything on Uber Eats, like Chook, Snags, and Chewy. Wait, is this a joke?
Get almost anything on Uber Eats.
The mailbox. A statue of suburbia that sees all, including tradies trying to use mailboxes to grow their business. One day they're posting fridge magnets, pamphlets the next, even SEO, whatever that means, the mailbox doesn't care to know.
Start with high pages,
they yell.
You get more jobs.
If not for the junk mail just stuffed in their mouth. Tradies, to build your business,
start with high pages.
The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29. Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Let me hear you, Hollywood!
Broadcasting live from Beverly Hills.
Keep it Kiss.
Keep it on Kiss.
Good judgment, I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise I'm not too different, and everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I all I'm asking, baby. Please, 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 don't prove I'm right. Please, 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 don't bring me to tears when I just did my makeup so nice. Heartbreak is one thing, my ego's another. I beg you, don't embarrass me, mother trucker. So nice, and we could live so happily if no one knows that you're with me. I'm just kidding, but really, really, really. Please, 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 don't bring all my life. Please, 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 don't bring me to tears when I just did my makeup so nice. Heartbreak is one thing, my ego's another. I beg you, don't embarrass me, mother trucker.
Sabrina Carpenter, please, please, please. Oh, Jackie.
You were crying over Sabrina Carpenter's lyrics.
Listen, I've heard that song 100 times. I don't mind it. I know the big girls here on the phones, they love it. They're always singing it. But when there's one lyric in there where she's crying, but she's worried because she's just done her makeup so nice. That made me tear up.
Because
I felt for her.
Because she did her makeup. No, I can't remember. I don't know the lyrics. What does it say? She did her makeup nice, and then what? What's making you cry?
He was being an asshole. She's crying.
Yeah. Saying, please, please, please be good because I've just done my makeup.
Yeah, if she doesn't want to cry and get all her makeup. Oh. You don't know. You're so burnt, you've got no feelings left.
What? No.
Do the pop quiz.
No.
It's useless.
No, I'm just in a sound state of mind.
Pop quiz. Yeah, don't forget the Chase Mega Money Spinner, the Chase 5 p.m. weekdays. Got a real thing going on this week. On 7 and 7 Plus, let's meet the contestant today playing...
Prue.
Prue for 10 grand. Hi, Dar.
Hi.
Woo! Let's have a go!
Okay, let's do have it. A go indeed. We'll give you 10 grand if you get all 10 right. Are you ready? 60 seconds on the clock, Prue.
Ready. Let's go.
Okay, finish the name of this boy band, The Backstreet...
Boys.
Yep.
Who hosted the first 5 seasons of Love Island Australia?
Pass.
How many children does Nick Cannon have, 8 or 12?
12.
Yes.
Who played George Costanza in Seinfeld? Yes, that is the Love Island.
No, Sophie did not play George.
No.
Stop the clock.
Okay, you're going back to a question number 2, which is Love Island.
Sorry.
Now, who played George Costanza in Seinfeld? Go.
Jason Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. What type of animal is the video game character Sonic?
Pass.
Which singer is releasing her Harlequin album this week?
Pass.
Sheena Shea is the star of which US reality TV show?
Pass.
Complete the name of Elon Musk's space exploration company. It's called Space What?
SpaceX?
Yes.
Yeah, Penelope Cruz is an actress from which country?
Pass. Sonic is a hedgehog.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. Penelope Cruz,
Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Right, yep. And do you want me to go to question 12?
Penelope
10?
Cruz, where's she from?
Sheena Shea is from Vanderpump Rules.
Yep. Oh,
God, we're dealing in a delay here.
Who will host the Big Brother reboot on Channel 10? Okay, that is $800. You did great, Prue.
Oh, that Google, a little too slow to nail it. Never mind. Hey, nice work, $800. Prue, good
that's
work.
That's pretty good, guys. I'm pretty bloody happy with that.
Yeah, I would be too. Penelope Cruz is from Spain. And who's doing the reboot for the Big Brother thing?
Mel Trichino.
Oh, from the cheap seats.
Yes.
Yes, correct.
Not the main host, the other chick that comes in. Yeah, she's cool.
Okay, guys, coming up next, we've got a TMI, meaning if you want to date somebody, we're looking for women.
Actually, I've got a note from the producer here. Can you please ask for girls to call this dude just a bit strange?
Just a bit strange.
I feel those notes were for me personally.
Yeah, I feel like no one's going to call through, although you never know.
What do you mean, Pedro's? What are we dealing with here?
Well, without giving away too many of his facts, just strange in general. Just that vibe, you know?
Oh, I love strange.
No, I... not your sort of strange.
No, I mean...
This is...
I like it when they're weirdos. That's fun.
Oh, you don't just love getting out and getting some strange?
No. I just mean, like, when they're a bit odd. I love that. Not for me to date, no. In studio.
You like watching them on TV? Or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oddballs.
Ladies, we don't know what we're dealing with. Don't let Pedro's description throw you. Because if anyone's strange, it's young Pedro.
Yeah, that's true.
Because who else decides to throw in his entire career and end it 1 week after he's had a child?
Well, you know, fatherhood, it changes people, Kyle.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. I think you and the proverbs and the positivity, we've had enough.
What?
Right?
What?
Everything. You find some, I don't know whether this is a therapy thing you're going through. You always put like, I could say, here's a dog turd that I've just fallen in. You go, well, you know what? Could have been an elephant turd.
Everything that goes in must come out, Carl.
I'm sick of it with the proverbs and the positivity. I liked bitter, fat, angry Jackie. TMI, ladies, do you want to try and date this guy? You can hang up if you don't like him. Ring now, 13-1065 at KISS. Turn
it up. Kyle.
Jackie O.
Home to the world's biggest stars.
Seinfeld legend Jason Alexander is taking over the Kyle and Jackie O show live from Beverly Hills, baby. Ooh la la.
If you do know me, you probably know me as Jason Alexander.
Best known on television as George Costanza.
Don't miss Jason. He's on air at 8.
Will and Woody.
Straight after the Kyle and Jackie O show at 10 a.m., we are reserving an entire row for you and your friends to see Coldplay live when they hit Oz.
That's right, Woods. It's going to be the biggest show you'll see all year, and you guys actually won't pay a cent.
My parents are going to that concert over my recovery from my wedding. Then from 4, it's us, Will and Woody, for the drive home on KISS 101.1.
The Chase, Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Hurry, the Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
Here at ABS, we're the car service experts who specialise in all your repair, logbook and servicing needs. Every service is available with our buy now, pay later payment options. Book online or call 132270 to speak with an ABS team member today. ABS, your automotive specialist.
So, have you had anything to drink?
Yeah, but only a couple. And I ate a big meal.
Okay, breathe into the device, please. One long, continuous breath.
I also drank plenty of water. And I'm a pretty big guy as well.
Okay, you've blown over 0.05, so I'm going to need you to step out of the car.
I'm not going to lose my license, am I? I didn't drink that much.
Stop kidding yourself. If you drink, don't drive. A message from the TAC.
Don't miss out. Mimosa Homes Double Advantage promotion is on now. Save big and build the home you've always wanted with premium upgrades like higher ceilings, stunning kitchen benchtops and more. Plus, the first 250 buyers get up to 50% off fixed site costs. Hurry, these savings are limited and once they're gone, they're gone. Visit one of Mimosa Homes 50 display centres across Melbourne today and secure double the savings before it's too late. T's and C's apply.
Mimosa Homes.
Hi, it's Matt here with my fresh picks of the week. The Australian asparagus season continues and we're seeing excellent quality bunches. When choosing asparagus, look for spears that are firm and bright. Baby cucumbers are good value right now and perfect for spring. While blackberry quality remains excellent thanks to ideal conditions in growing regions. And finally, organic fruit and veg is looking great and organic Dutch cream potatoes are my pick of the week. That's your Fresh Market Update.
Want to make $7 go further? Get Ambol Fruiteries Crave and Save. Just $7 for a selected sandwich and a drink from the 250ml Red Bull or 600ml Coca-Cola ranges. Good if you're craving, great if you're saving. Crave and Save, only at Ambol Fruitery. Offer ends October 1, see ambol.com.au for details.
With so many holiday homes on booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
Leasing your home? Don't leave it to chance. Barry Plant Real Estate has been leasing homes in Victoria for 45 years and we currently care for over 35,000 investment properties. From finding the right tenants to maintaining your property, we ensure your investments are secure and delivering long-term value. Looking to lease your property? Talk to your local Barry Plant office today. With Barry Plant Real Estate, your home is in safe hands.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out. Don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply.
At Snapple, you can shop for all the big ticket items you want, like mobiles, laptops, Xbox, appliances and more for bite-sized weekly payments, which means you can keep your cash in your pocket for living life. To get what you want when you want it, just Snapple it and strut like nobody's watching. Go to snapple.com.au, the home of bite-sized payments.
TNC lending criteria applies. ACL 393023.
Need a new bed? Don't know what to do with the old? Trade and save now at Domain. It's easy. Trade in your old mattress and save up to a massive 55% off the new. Plus bonus standard local delivery and removal on in-store purchases over $1,499. Save up to a massive 55% off selected big brands. Sealy Posturepedic, Dunlop Pillow by Sleepmaker, King Coil by AH Beard and Tempur. Plus bonus local delivery and removal. Hurry, limited time. Trade and save now at Domain. Conditions and exclusions apply.
At OPSM, we are dedicated to delivering you everyday excellence. Book an eye test at OPSM today. OPSM, all about your eyes.
AO25, the hottest ticket in town. Get access to the first ever public pre-sale. Join AO Extras today. The Australian Open hits different.
Here's Melbourne.
Public holiday Friday this morning. If you're travelling to the AFL Grand Final Parade, participating in an extra foot traffic around the MCG from 10:30 this morning. A reminder that Brunton Avenue remains closed. There is a car fire in Pakenham Bypass inbound just at Cardinia Road. The Western Freeway moving okay, citybound from Ballarat toward the Ring Road. Monash Freeway slow toward the Domain Tunnel. The Tulla Freeway moving nicely to and from the airport and come down. Some roadworks that if you're travelling out towards Thalado Road. Spring Racing Carnival. 3 months of non-stop racing across Victoria. From metro meetings at Caulfield, the Valley and Flemington to Country Cups. This is how we spring.com. The Kiss Cars today, 17. Vic LaRusso first, Kiss Traffic and Weather Together.
Power through mess with Morning Fresh, Australia's number one dishwashing liquid brand. With superior grease cutting power, Morning Fresh is the only one to trust.
Kiss 101.1.
New detail on Katy Perry's grand final gig. Morning, I'm Brooklyn Ross.
Your news now.
Yeah, the singer's mystery Aussie guest for her granny performance tomorrow has been all but confirmed. Katy did a rehearsal at the MCG yesterday alongside Tina Arena. The Swans are now in Melbourne, ready to face Brisbane tomorrow. The Lions naming Darcy Ford to replace the injured Oscar McInerney. New stats show almost 10 kids every day are being arrested across Victoria for involvement in crime and gangs. The number of robberies committed by children is up 45% in a year. Finishing off the Metro Tunnel is going to cost Victoria an extra $800 million. The government's agreed with the builder to split the cost of blowouts. The total cost of the 9-kilometre tunnel now over $15 billion. And nearly 30% of suburbs across Australia now have a median house price of over $1 million or more. CoreLogic data shows that's doubled since the start of COVID. In Sydney and Brisbane, it's 46% of suburbs. In Melbourne, it's just 4%. Your sport check in a sec.
The Pool Room celebrates the sporting winners, losers and all the really weird stuff in between. Search for The Pool Room with Tony Armstrong on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Channel 7's hiring spree continues for next year's AFL coverage. Nick Riewoldt has signed up to join 7, returning to Australia after 2 years of living in Texas with his family. And the Hawks' strong AFLW season continues, rolling Geelong on their home deck by 18 points. The Kiss Cast is coming up next.
Are your tyres electric? Hankook Ion, pioneered with Hankook Evolution technology, especially for electric cars and SUVs. Hankook Ion, official partner of Formula E.
Sunny today with a top of 17 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and 23 for the grand final. Then showers and 19 on Sunday. Right now in Point Cook, it's 7. In the city, it's 9. And thanks to Chemist Warehouse, this is the Kyle and Jackie O Show on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Here, one particular information, bit of information. Hang up. That's fine because we've got 10 ladies all lined up, ready to date, and we'll see who's left at the end.
It just cuts to the chase, so you don't find out 3 months later, he's missing three toes. That's a deal breaker for me.
Okay, let's meet today's TMI contestant. Justin is 30 years old.
Hey,
hi, Justin.
Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, morning. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you.
You're a happy-go-lucky fella. I'd look at you in the street and think, oh, he's got girls lined up around the block.
Oh, thank you. Look, it's been a while, I'm not going to lie. But yeah, hopefully.
Okay.
Well, should we rip the Band-Aid off and let's start things?
Well,
okay?
I'd like to know what he does for a living first.
Just as long as that's not in there, right?
It's not.
Okay. It sounds pretty normal.
Yeah, you do.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a tour guide, so I travel up and down the east coast of Australia pretty much most months.
Oh.
Tour guide as in...
So I lead like groups of like 20 to 30 people on a bus. I drive it. We go up to places like Byron Bay, Brisbane, Ellie Beach.
Are you on the microphone? You're like, okay, yeah. We're driving through. This is Port Stevens here on the two.
That's actually spot on. Yeah, literally like that.
My mum and stepfather did that for 20 years.
Really?
Driving the buses, the coaches.
Did they?
All up and down Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, everywhere.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a great way to see the country.
And you meet some fast,